Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, it's wonderful to be back in the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yedalet, Halacha Yud Gimel. We were talking about the Shiva Shavtayich Kivar Yishonav, Yotzayich Kivar Tchila, Acharechen, Yikari Lachir Atzedek, Yiryan Emana, just before Tisha B'Av. So now we resume, based on the same Gemara of Rezara, Dachas, Arboim Shona, Kodim Churban, V'Bayisheni, Batlu Dinei Fashos Mi'Yisrael, right, because the Gemara in Sota says, Nefishi Rotzchen, so the Sanhedrin realized that they couldn't control the situation anymore, so they left, they went into Galus, self-imposed exile, to Chanos, this is 40 years, before Churban Beis HaMikdash, Afal Pisha Haya Mikdash Kayim, M'Neisha Galua Sanhedrin V'lo Yusham Bim Koman B'Mikdash. So there's a difficult lashon. If you read the Rambam carefully, sort of left wondering, the Rambam is laying down the halacha that there are two conditions, each of which are necessary, and neither of which are sufficient, it would seem, for there to be dinei nefashos. Number one, the Beis HaMikdash has to be kayim. Number two, the Sanhedrin has to be in Lishkas HaGazis. So again, let's read the Rambam. Arboim shana kodem chorban vayisheni batlu dinei nefashos Yisrael. Aval Pishay Mikdash Kayim, one condition was satisfied to the Beis HaMikdash, and again that channels the Shechina, right? Kayim Mikdash Lelokimu, and then they channeled the Shechina out from there, which is explained many times. Why? Bibnei Shagalua Sanhedrin, Vilo Hayusham Bimkoman Bamikdash. So what's this last phrase? Just saying, Bibnei Shagalua Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin wasn't there anymore, right? The Rambam in the previous halacha had already written, right, betchilok shenivah beis hamikdash yubesin agadol yoshin blishkas sagas yishaisa beis shal vayamakom aisha yoshin bochol shahaya shen yeshiva beazal malchay beis David shenis kalkul hashura. That's a reference to the Gemara in Sota Mem Zayin, right? The Mishnefishi Rotzchin galu makom the makom naser makom was galu, etc., etc., and then Tveria and everything we spoke about. So just say sa'av bishaya mikdash kayam bivnei galu asan hetzvin. That's it. Well, what do you mean? Below Hayisham, Bimkoma, Bimikdash. Well, of course they weren't Bimkoma and Bimikdash. Mibnesha Galua Sanhedrin. And if you don't like that, so say it the other way. So say, Arbaim Shana Kodim Chorb Mayisheni, Badu Dinei Fashal, Av Mishaya Mikdash Kayim, Shalo Hayu Bimkoma and Bimikdash. What's Mibnesha Galua Sanhedrin? They went into Galus. Below Hayisham, Bimkoma and Bimikdash. Mathematically speaking, one implies the other. Shegalu hasanhed. We went into galus, mimela the lo hayusham imkoman mikdash. So what are these extra words in the Rambam? Phineas Daiti, the Rambam is alluding to the two days in Tosfos Ksuvis Daf Lamed. Why the Gemara there presents it as if dinei nefashos were batel only once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Tosos, there's Maksha, why not say, Arboim Shana, Kodem, Churim Beis HaMikdash, leave the Gemara of Odezara. So Tosos says, even though for Shrichos Damim they never came back, that rarely, infrequently, this is the first day in Tosos, the two days, but infrequently they actually did come back. For specifically, for that reason, to be done, Dinei Nefashos. So even though they were formally in a state of galus, they would come back. They weren't reversing their status of being gulim, which is what v'haraya, according to that answer in Tosos, they never agreed to be done in cases of ritzicha. So they were still formally in a status of galus, but they would come back on occasion to adjudicate a particular episode of dina nefashos. Oh, so now you see the Rambam isn't redundant at all. The Rambam is mechaving to that approach, that even if they went into an extended period of galus, if they come back, and as long as the Beis HaMikdash is kayim, and even if, generally speaking, they're in a state of galus, they don't meet regularly the Shkas HaGazis, so they don't get to. Right, this is they don't have a formal residency in the Lishkas HaGazis. Afal Pichin, if they would come back to that place, even for a single case, so they could be done. Dinei nefashos v'haraya. That's why the Rambam uses what otherwise would be redundant. Misha galu hasanhedrin. They are a general state of galus. V'lo hayusham bimkomam b'mikdash. Meaning, even if they're in a state of galus, Just as Tosfos held in first daya, they're allowed to come back on occasion specifically to be done in Nivashos. The Rambam doesn't say whether or not he thinks that they did, but he's suggesting that if they would, they would have the right to be done in Nivashos, because the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, and they're there. So what the Rambam is saying is they don't need to have a formal kvius in the Lishkas HaGazis, but they can only be done in Nivashos from that location. From that location, the Sanhedrin HaGedola. Now again, if the Sanhedrin is Yosheves B'lishkas HaGazis, so then what we'll see going forward tomorrow is the idea that they are in fact able to project outwards, and you could be done in Nefashos even as far out as Chutz La'aretz.